for PMISC, the executive order continues a trend of strengthening our alignment with the White House, in particular the Office of Management and Budget and National Security Staff. We're standing up a classified information sharing and safeguarding office integrated into the PMISC. And frankly, what we're doing here is scaling up how we operate and do business. So it's not a change of kind, it's a change of degree. There's a lot of new business, but it's scaling up what we've been doing for a while with a particular focus across classified information.
Now, previously, the ISC did deal with classified information, or did you mostly stay on the other side of the sensitive but maybe unclassified?
No, we've dealt with classified information and sensitive and unclassified information. A great example of what we've been doing on the classified side is the recent EO about state, local, or private sector national security programs handling classified information. Another great example is work we do facilitating streamlined connectivity with state and major urban area fusion centers so they can access, based on documented information requirements, appropriate classified information. So we've been in that business, but this obviously is a broader scope and a broader impact, many more safeguarding stakeholders that we have to work with, and so it's an expansion that way.
You mentioned the new office, the Classified Information Sharing Safeguarding Office. Discuss that. How's it going to work? What's the timeline? They also talked about some technical safeguarding policies and compliance assessments. Give me a sense of how all that's going to fit together.
The purpose of that office is to provide sustained, full-time focus on sharing and safeguarding of classified national security information. The office works closely with the other executive agents identified in the executive order, the Insider Threat Task Force, and the Executive Agent for Safeguarding, that's DOD and NSA, and the Information Security Oversight Office over at NARA, and of course our interagency partners. This office, our prime role really is arms and legs for the steering committee under the leadership of the Office of Management and Budget and the National Security Staff co-chairs. We are up and operational now. We started work not with the signing of the EO, but much earlier in terms of bringing on folks from the interagency, surging resources, and working on the different aspects of improving our posture as a government, the collective vulnerabilities. So we're up and operational now, bringing on folks from the interagency and continue to integrate and assimilate the mission.
Give me a sense of the goal is to do what? It's going to set up a technical safeguarding policies, compliance assessments. What are the agencies going to see?
The main focus of the Classified Information Sharing and Safeguarding Office is to provide sustained full-time focus on improving sharing and safeguarding of classified information. So it provides subject matter expertise and management bandwidth to the steering committee. Some examples of what we're doing. We've put in place, working with our partners in the interagency, a performance framework that centers on a series of key information sharing and safeguarding indicators. These key indicators, they roll up into a dashboard that allows for reporting up, it allows for collective data-driven decision-making. It also drills down into operationally relevant measures and metrics that can help influence what different folks are doing in the interagency on specific programs. So we coordinated pulling that together, and we're operating the business processes around collecting that information, assimilating it, making sure we got data quality, and so forth. So that's an example of what we've done. We also work to tee up policy issues. What's the shared services strategy here? How do we think about recommendations related to resource allocation? So again, those are functions that are identified with the steering committee. We support the steering committee. We operate under their guidance. And, again, the steering committee, it's got this strong agency focus with the leadership out of the White House.
Now, all this is around classified information. So is it the type of dashboard that's hidden behind the firewall, if you will, on a classified network, the CIPRNet on DOD or another one that we don't all know about? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. This is sensitive classified information, and so it's not the kind of thing that, would be put out in a public dashboard, per se.
And a lot of this we'll actually never probably get to see in terms of where the improvements are being made because of the classified nature of the information we're talking about, or if some of the policies could eventually come out in a more public way.
The lion's share of this is going to happen on the classified network, and it's sensitive, dealing with vulnerabilities and improving, but it's classified. But at the same time, there's a real focus here on identifying, integrating, and sharing best practices. Those best practices extend to sensitive and unclassified information. So there's going to be some commonality, and that'll be something that'll be featured in our annual report to Congress.
At the same time, as you said many times already, best practices are best practices. Is it really that different between if you're trying to share and safeguard classified information versus sharing and safeguarding sensitive but unclassified information? Is there a really big difference in there?
There are nuances, right? It would be oversimplistic to just say it's the same. But that being said, there's huge amounts of commonality. Think about how you do identity, credential, and access management. The key thing we're focused on is making sure that we're driving out anonymity out of our different networks, right, and that you're doing attribute-based access control. The approach to doing that in terms of architectural frameworks, standards, there's huge commonality, and you know that's, I think, a part of the value-add synergy that we bring. We've been very active in looking at those things at the sensitive and unclassified level and to support classified mission around counterterrorism. So there's a real, I think, push in the interagency to you know, accelerate development of those sort of frameworks.
The other piece of the executive order I want to talk about was the Senior Information Sharing and Safeguarding Steering Committee. Now, you seem to insinuate this committee is also up and running, and your role is to support them. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, that's right. The Classified Information Sharing and Safeguarding Office, the reason for being is all about supporting the steering committee and the two co-leads from one from OMB, one from NSS.
No, but this steering committee has been around for a little while.
It's been operating for some time, yes. I think as people characterize it, the role of the EO here isn't to initiate the work that's described there, it's to codify it, support it, and accelerate it.